Well, good morning. It is Sunday, Resurrection Day. In the year of our Lord, it's 2024. Today is June the 2nd. You're not used to hearing anybody on Sunday, and I'm pleased to tell you that the survey results are in, and it was very helpful. Thanks for all of you who are able to respond. But our plan going forward for Sundays, there was a lot of people were asking for a Sunday morning recording. And then the second highest vote were the Psalms from Tim Tennant. And so I thought, let's bring these two together and let me do the recording. And I'll record the work of Tim and Julie Tennant with the Psalter. And we'll kill two birds with one stone. So these readings come from a book that we published of Tim's, A Meditative Journey Through the Psalms. He and Julie actually did both of these. They did one called the Metrical Psalter, and it is a way of singing the Psalms, and I'm going to try to bring that into this in time as well. We're going to start today with Psalm chapter 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. The word of the Lord. Now consider this from Timothy Tennant. This psalm portrays God as the great warrior who stands by our side in the battle against evil in which we are engaged. This demonstrates the great conflict between the way of the righteous and the way of evil. The psalmist is keenly aware that those who oppose him seek to tear him like a lion and rip him to pieces with no one to rescue him. Verse 2. His only hope is in God. Thus the psalmist declares, "Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice." Verse 6. His only hope is in God the judge. God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. Verse 11. This means that each and every day, God stands opposed to the endless onslaught of evil in the world. The psalmist portrays God as a mighty warrior going out to battle against the forces of evil. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Verse 13. In the contemporary church, the very idea of God judging the world and making war on evil has been tragically discarded in favor of a God who is always happy, non-judgmental, and above all, very nice. But the God of modern sentiment is not the God of the Bible. The God of Scripture stands as a mighty warrior, poised to judge the world and to set all things right. It is no mistake that the Apostles' Creed declares that Jesus Christ will someday return, quote, to judge the living and the dead. This is a central article of our faith because without his judgment, we will not be vindicated, nor will there be a proper end to evil. What the psalmist saw in part, we now see in full. Jesus Christ is God's great warrior. The church must remember the great cosmic struggle that God in Jesus Christ engaged in on our behalf. He alone has dispelled the principalities and powers that are arrayed against us. He alone has triumphed over sin, death, and hell, as well as all those who have chosen to align themselves in opposition to God's rule and reign. At the heart of the gospel is forgiveness. But without the judgment of God, there is no forgiveness, because forgiveness begins by judging wrong and offering Christ, who has borne the judgment of God on the cross. So today, we could sing Psalm verse 11. We have a metrical psalter. We have it online. And in time, I'm going to start singing these. But today, I would like for us to sing, especially in light of the way that I love the way Dr. Tennant turned the psalm to Jesus. And that's what we want to do as we prepare our hearts to join together as the body of Christ this Sunday morning and worship. We want to turn our eyes upon Jesus, and we want to look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Why don't we sing that little chorus together? Let's sing it through a couple of times just as a way of preparing our hearts to meet with the body of Christ, to join together as church and declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light, as the scriptures say. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Father, as we prepare to join in the worship of the body of Christ around the world, we want to show up there already tuned in. Our our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength already turned to the living God. We want to turn our eyes upon Jesus today. We thank you for this psalm that we've prayed through. And indeed, you will come to judge the living and the dead. And so we just want to declare that our hope is in you. And we want to stand prepared for that judgment. And of course, we know the only way is that our faith has been placed in you, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we have been saved by the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Thank you for this time we've had together this morning. Thank you for Tim and Julie Tennant and their great witness and great faith and faithfulness to you and your gospel. Bless them today. Encourage them today as they have blessed and encouraged us. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen and ascended Lord, and let the church say, Amen. All right. Well, guys, I know I was a little rough here on Sunday. First time I've done a Sunday like this. And we'll get there. But I do want to appreciate you for, again, giving us your feedback and joining us today. Encourage you to share this with your friends. Share it with the church. Let's grow our community of sowers together as we're sowing for a great awakening. All right, I got to head to church myself. I'm headed across the street to the Gillette Methodist Church, where today we have Senior Sunday. Our seniors who are graduating from high school, we've got four of them in our church, and they're going to help speak. They're speaking our service and lead our service. Pray for us as we lay hands on them and commission and bless them and send them out into the next season of their life and calling. All right, gang, I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.